What's up, everyone? You're listening to Sincerely Angie Podcast, and I'm your host, Angie. Thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome to my little gumbo pot. Please be sure to rate and subscribe wherever available, and don't forget that you can download any of your favorite episodes for offline listening. You can always find any information needed on today's episode in the show notes, and for any further information, you can always check out sincerelyangiem.com. Now on to the episode. Hey, to all of my online shoppers or anyone looking to rack up some extra bucks, Rakuten, formerly Ebates, is the place for you. If you're shopping online, why not get cash back in the process? And if you're looking to make money on the side, all you have to do is refer a friend. When they spend their very first $25, they'll get $10 free and you'll get paid for referring them. Who doesn't like free money? You can get paid with a big fat check or you can get paid through PayPal. You can find a link to get started in the show notes, or you can always visit sincerelyangiem.com under the promo tab. Happy shopping, and let's start racking. Happy holidays, everyone. It's Angie, and thank you for tuning back into another episode. We are a couple of days away before the new decade, a new year, a new season. And this episode, I hope to be very short and sweet, and I'm not going to edit it, so I hope that I can get it all done in one take. I'm sitting in my car getting ready to walk into work, and I had to upload something. So this episode is going to be very late because I usually record on Sundays, but today is Monday. And yeah, that's just, it's life. But enough of that, to the point of this episode, which is Dear Signs. And what am I talking about? I am talking about signs. So a quick story time. Last year, around May, I believe, I noticed that the clouds, every time I looked in the sky, the clouds were in a straight line. And it happened like 3 days in a row. The first time I saw it, I thought that it was really, I'm like, oh, that's so beautiful. They're in a straight line. Then the next day when I saw it, it was the same way in a straight line. And I'm like, the clouds don't usually, you know, they not in a straight line, not like this. So the third day I noticed it, I posted a video on Instagram and I was like, every time, you know, for the last couple of days, I've been looking in the sky and the clouds keep lining up. I'm thinking that that's God's way of telling me that things are lining up for me. And so, you know, I said that, not really paying attention to what I was saying. I meant it, but I didn't really dive into that. I didn't really sit in what I was saying. And so then I started seeing multiple numbers, like the 111s, 222s, 333s, etc. I started seeing that a lot more often. And so I'm like, what is going on? What am I supposed to do with this information? Like, what does it mean? So then I started seeing butterflies, like, come very close to me. Like one flew like directly basically into my windshield while I was parked. I was sitting in the car and it kind of flew right above my, from my windshield above the car. I'm like, that's weird. A butterfly has never done that. And then another butterfly. I saw another butterfly come close to me. And I'm like, this is very interesting. What does all of this mean? So of course I started to Google, you know, the numbers and the meanings and the butterflies and all of the meanings for those things that have been happening. Now, I didn't Google the clouds lining up, but I do know that I have heard stories of people finding signs in the clouds, but I did not Google that, which I probably should go and Google that later on today. So when I did Google the numbers and stuff, and each number has a very specific meaning, but the butterflies, seeing a butterfly, it is a spiritual awakening. And then seeing the double, triple, and quadruple numbers, those each have their own specific meanings. But on top of that, everything fell right into place with what has been happening in my life. So you all know that I'm currently working two jobs, and I have been very busy. But when I started looking at the numbers and everything and all of its meanings and the things that's going on, it all made sense. Everything about it made sense. So last week, at the end of last week's episode, Tony Hickman asked me what things do I have coming up and what is a positive message that I would leave for everyone. And the message that I said was pay attention to the signs. And that gave me the idea for this episode to leave a message with you all to pay attention to the signs. There are signs all around you. So like I said in last week's episode, I started out, I've always been a writer, but I started writing on a blog. And that's not even where I started. I started writing in journals. Then I started posting notes in the Facebook section. And then I started a blog. And then I started the podcast. And from there, that is leading me to where I'm supposed to be. Also, the theme of this year's podcast has been people who write books. Almost everybody who has been on the podcast is doing something with a book. And I thought that was interesting because there was a lot of people that reached out to me and they are authors and they are entrepreneurs. And I just thought that was so interesting. And what I'm trying to do with the podcast is brand myself. So Sincerely Angie is going to be a thing that is going to be my personal brand. That is going to be something that I'm going to take and it's going to go to another level. So I said all of that to say pay attention to the signs because there are things all around you that are leading you to your destiny if you just pay attention. So let's give an example really quickly of, you know how when you're driving to work, and I may have said this on the podcast before, but you know when you're driving somewhere and each lane you get in is moving slow and it seems like every lane other than the one that you're in is moving faster. So you jump from lane to lane and you still get behind a slow car. And moments like that, I take that as a sign to say, slow down. There's something that you need to be in this moment for. So let's just say there was an accident waiting to happen. And if I get in front of this slow car, that may put me in front of the accident or in the accident. And that's not something you want. And when I say in front of, meaning and I could cause the accident or be right there in front and the accident happens right before me. And, you know, I don't know. It's so many reasons, but I always take that as a sign to slow down and stay where I'm at until it's my time. And I think that it always saves me and it helps me. Now, another thing that I wanted to talk about with signs is you have to be self-aware. You have to be self-aware because if you're just aimlessly going about your life and you're not really paying attention to who you are, what you do, what you love, what you like, if you don't know any of those things about yourself, you can miss a lot of signs. And I think that it's very important to be self-aware and be conscious of the things that are around you. Because had I not paid attention to the butterfly, or had I not paid attention to me consistently seeing these numbers, and I don't mean every time I look at the clock, I mean page numbers in the Bible. If I'm reading the Bible, I'll look at the page number or something and it's double, triple numbers or something, or the scripture, or if I'm looking at a receipt, the price that I paid, or I mean everywhere, a phone number, everything, and it's all been very consistent. It has not stopped yet. So me being aware enough to notice these things is important. So you have to be one with yourself. And I don't mean that in the nam yo horeng ye kyo type of way. I just mean you have to know who you are and be aware of the things that are going on around you because there are signs that you may miss. And pay attention to the patterns. Pay attention to the things that are consistently happening that you are not even, that you are not really, that doesn't happen often. Pay attention to the patterns of something that is not a constant in your life. And then consistency. Anything that is consistently showing up is telling you, hey, pay attention to me. Hey, look at me. There's something I'm trying to tell you. There's something I'm trying to show you. And the signs will eventually lead you to what you are supposed to be doing or where you're supposed to be. You have to do what, when you do what's necessary, no, when you do what is natural, whatever you do that is naturally you. Let's just say, like for me, I'm naturally a writer. I've always written down things. So of course I would write a blog. Of course I would have a podcast, you know, about what I've written down and the things that I've experienced. Why wouldn't I? It's only right because I do that naturally. Naturally, I write down everything. That's something that I do without a second thought. I have a pen and a paper always. The thing that you are supposed to do is going to set the tone for everything else in your life. So if something that is happening today, whatever is happening right now to you today, is setting you up for the future. It is something that is going, it may not make sense right now, but it's something that is going to make sense in the future. So be aware, be cognizant, pay attention to the patterns. You have to be consistent and hone in on what you do naturally. Whatever you do naturally can most assuredly be the thing that is going to lead you to the place where you're supposed to be. Happy holidays, everyone. P.S. Today is no longer Monday. It's now Tuesday, and this episode is still not up. And if you can hear, I now have a cold. Don't know where it came from, but I have a cold. But as I was getting ready to upload the episode, I realized that I did not finish my story or I did not complete my thoughts. I was all over the place, but I hope that you get the message. So when I spoke of the butterflies, seeing butterflies mean new beginnings as well as a spiritual awakening. And the signs with the clouds, I did not Google them to see if there was a meaning behind that. But earlier this year, and for many years, I've always asked God to show me a sign of where I'm supposed to be, what I'm supposed to do. And I think that if you're going to ask God to show you a sign or the universe, or if you want to manifest any type of thing, you have to be ready and waiting for what it is that's going to come based off of what you asked for. So if I ask God to show me a sign on what I'm supposed to do, and then I start seeing all these things, but then I'm not really paying attention to them and not looking deeper into them, then I may miss something. So I did want to say that. If you're praying for something, or if you're asking or looking for a sign, make sure that you pay attention to the sign that could potentially lead you to where you're supposed to be. And I think that's it. If I forget anything, then it's going to be in the very next episode. There's only one more episode of 2019 that'll be coming out on next Monday, which will be the 30th, I believe. Is it the 30th? Yes, it's the 30th. So Monday the 30th, there will be a new episode for the end of the year. And I hope that you all have a great holiday season and a happy new year. Thank you all for listening. Thank you again for tuning in to Sincerely Angie Podcast, and hopefully you learned something in today's episode. For any social media handles, you can always visit sincerelyangiem.com under the social media tab or at the bottom of the page. That's Instagram, Twitter, as well as YouTube. Talk to you next time.